Like that's, we're at a point now where we're, swinging for the fences every single time. And this is this perfect idea for that. We have, I mentioned our discovery next door, Newmont. To the south of our deposit is the Casino deposit owned by Western Copper and Gold. That's 20 million ounces on its own, 14 billion pounds of copper. Like this is the kind of geology we're dealing with here. It's true elephant country, and we are just scratching the surfaces and really sort of starting to unlock what we think is the beginning of one of Canada's next great gold camps. Hi, we got David D'Onofrio, CEO from White Gold here with us. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. So yeah, it's been great to hear about you from Tower One. If you can tell us about Tower One, White Gold, and your relationship to each, and if you can tell us about White Gold and the project you have going on.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, really great to be here. Exciting times in our world, that's for sure, in the gold and critical mineral explorations sector. So yeah, I'm the CEO of White Gold Corp. White Gold Corp is a very significant portfolio company of the Power One Group. So Power One, it's a merchant bank, a fully integrated merchant bank based in Toronto. Been around over 20 years now. We are incubators of what we think are high quality growth opportunities globally. Natural resource sector has been probably our most significant area of focus over these last 20 years. Toronto's, one of, if not the global hub for mining finance. And, we have the expertise and the capital here. And this is sort of where we've grown up and cut our teeth. So we're really able to develop an amazing network, great experience, great network with experts in the field. And that's where we've had some of our largest successes historically. And what's, I think the most value out of all that is just the network of people that we've gotten to know over the years in the sector, be it technical, be it on the institutional capital side, be it with the corporates who we've sold many companies to. And what we're in a really sort of sweet spot now in our careers where we have all these puzzle pieces around the table. So when we find an opportunity, we look to bring them together as early as possible. So as the companies have success, the right infrastructure is in place and the path to additional success is there in front of them. And that's how we view ourselves as a strategic capital partners. So when we get involved or put a company together, we really are bringing to the table more than just capital, bringing our relationships, our network, our experience. And I do think that gives us a real proprietary advantage over a lot of people in the sector. And now what we also find is we're able to work with people that have had success with us in the past. So we know what they've done. They also have their, a track record, which then again will augment ours. So, for example, if you guys are audience as resource investors names that we've been involved with, on the gold side, going way back, Aurelian Resources was a discovery story we were intimately involved with. That was eventually taken out by Kinross. It's now Lundin Gold. I think it's a $10 billion production asset. We've worked with that team again to make another discovery in Ireland, that Dalradian. Through that, we've met Ari Sussman. He's a principal now of Collective Mining. They have a major world-class discovery in Colombia. We were Ari's partner in Continental Gold, his previous company. That's when he made the British discovery, 10 million ounces at 10 grams. The Zijin bought that for $2 billion. And we've run the gamut of all commodities. We were co-founders of Lithium Americas. That's obviously a multi-billion dollar company now. Worked with that team to co-found Neolithium, sold that to Zijin. So not trying to, toot our own horn here, but it just to give a flavor of, we know what it takes, or we know what's led to success, put it that way. And that's allowed us to really hone in our ability to get involved with what we think are the most prospective type projects. And in doing that and following that, it's allowed us to, be able to avoid issues, but more importantly, to be able to optimize our opportunities as we're making new investments. So White Gold is a poster child, I think, for all of that track record and success and what we look for in a good company going forward. It really, really checked all those boxes. And we believe it's one of, the most unique companies in our portfolio right now. And I'll give you, a little bit of context here if people aren't familiar with the story. White Gold's properties are in the Yukon in Canada. It's actually in the area of the Yukon, what's known as the Klondike. This was the epicenter of the historic gold rush, which started over 125 years ago and is ongoing today. During that period of time, there's been over 20 million ounces of placer gold mined within our property zone. And that is just what's reported. If I had to bet, I think there's probably a few more ounces mined that never got reported. So we have this incredibly prolific mining destination that saw very little work until recently, when our partner in White Gold, Sean Ryan, went there with the goal of finding the source of this placer and finding other occurrences of hard rock mineralization. So the question you may ask is like, how did nobody do that, right? This is Canada. This is not some remote area of the jungle. Why has nobody gone there? And what Sean found very quickly is that that area of the Yukon, believe it or not, was never glaciated. So there's no outcrop. Outcrop is typically how the prospectors make these initial discoveries. When the glaciers came, they basically bulldozed all the topsoil off. So now you have this outcrop. You got your prospector with his ball peen hammer, takes a chip of the rock sample, brings it to the lab, and you know, hey, you got copper, you got gold, you got nothing, right? Whatever it is. So without that, he's there. How do I figure this out? And he's a brilliant, brilliant researcher. And what he was able to do was use the soil geochemistry as his indicator to look for mineralization. When he started, he was focused in on gold mineralization, and it's the name White Gold. And incredibly, it almost sounds unbelievable, but within a few years of starting to do his research, be in the bush, analyzing the soil geochemistry, and it's not like you're finding gold in the soil, it's gold. It's these obscure pathfinder elements, but you know, based on what he saw worked in these other places in the world, he was able to hone in on these mineralized systems. And almost immediately, once he was able to partner and bring drills in, he made two major multi-million ounce gold discoveries. One of those is now owned by Newmont. It was acquired for $550 million from his partner at the time. The other one is within White Gold. So we've taken that early discovery, we've grown it to over 2.3 million ounces now. It's the fifth highest grade deposit in Canada, over 2 million ounces owned by a junior. And that's open for growth in every direction. It's multiple ore zones. We believe that can, you know, develop into a world-class asset by its own. But I think the most exciting part about this story, especially for people in the exploration business, is when Sean realized what has led to those discoveries, he took that information, looked for other occurrences of similar signatures within the district, and basically staked it all up, did the work, and put it all into White Gold. So once the world heard of all these discoveries, they came to follow up and get a piece of the action. What did they find? They found it was White Gold who owned all the territory. So here we have a company that, you know, if you we sort of consider it like a checklist. You know, what are the factors that you look to optimize your probabilities of success? Jurisdiction. That's always been on the top of the list. This day and age, never been more important, right? We're talking, you know, a time when countries are taking projects away. We're in a territory where the governments are putting in hundreds of millions of dollars to support an advanced mine. Couldn't ask for a better situation than that. You're looking for size. We own over 300,000 hectares. So what we believe we have here is a true camp or a district. So the goal is, or our dream is, that what we've been able to stake, and I think what we're going to continue to demonstrate, we've already sort of shown a tremendous amount of success. This is like owning a land package our size, 300,000 hectares of something akin to the Timmins Camp or Val d'Or or Arizona or Utah or the Nevada gold fields 75 years ago. So imagine you were there at those days when, and there's been, you know, tens of millions of ounces mined from there, but that would have all been done within your property. What is the value of that? So that this is, you know, for us, we want to ensure that the prizes are enormous. Like that's, we're at a point now where we're, you know, swinging for the fences every single time. And this is this perfect idea for that. We have, you know, I mentioned our discovery next door, Newmont. To the south of our deposit is the Casino deposit owned by Western Copper and Gold. That's 20 million ounces on its own, 14 billion pounds of copper. Like this is the kind of geology we're dealing with here. It's true elephant country, and we are just scratching the surfaces and really sort of starting to unlock what we think is the beginning of what of Canada's next great gold camps.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what true elephant country means?
Well, I would say that there's,
you're looking for big deposits, right?
To start.
That's how these camps start. They start with the big deposits, then the infrastructure goes in. And once the infrastructure goes in, that re-rates what's required to make a deposit economic. So we have to our southwest contiguous is Newmont's coffee deposit. That's about 2.2 million ounces now in the oxides. That's permitted and we're going to start moving to production once they get that final decision. As part of that decision, the government is and Newmont would be funding a road system from Dawson down to that. That road comes right through our properties. So imagine you own a bunch of farm fields and the government decides to put in a subway right through your farm fields. Like, what does that do to the value of those of that, you know, territory?
Right.
So that's from the north. From the south, the government is building another road. And all these roads are being specifically constructed to support mining and exploration. So we have this amazing backdrop that's, you know, listen, it's been 10 years in the making,
right,
but it's all really starting to happen now in a backdrop of a world where we see commodities, you know, have become heavily politicized, value re-rating, you know, gold over $3,000 now. I don't know where it's going to go.
Right.
Our project, I think, you know, you need maybe $2,000 gold to make it worth. Like my mind is I'm not going to be chasing projects based on price.
Right.
But if prices stay anywhere near where they are today, these things are worth like absolutely enormous amounts of capital. So, you know, to your point, what's elephant country? That's 5 million ounces of gold within a stone throw of each other. Plus you have the casino, another 20 million ounces of gold, 14 billion pounds of copper, and 20 million ounces of gold that's been mined from surface, right? So that's 50 million ounces of gold. And statistically, they say for every ounce of gold mined at surface, there's 2 to 3 times more gold in the bedrock. So that's the other 40 to 50 million ounces. That's what we're going after. And my other point is once these mills start to come in place, we'll have one at Newmont, we'll have one where we are, with the road system, now you have a true 10. Now if you find 300,000 or 500,000 ounces, that's good enough because you just got to truck that to the neighboring mill. So the ability to unlock even more value is leveraged at that point in time.
You talked about the boxes being checked. You talked about the friendly jurisdiction. You talked about the roads and the access to the project and stuff like that. Some of the surrounding projects sound very exciting. So just want to make sure this is a copper and gold play. Is there anything else?
Here's the thing. We started the company as a gold project, gold exploration story.
Yeah.
But the Yukon being as robust as it is with, you know, all this incredible mineral endowment, what we found is some very interesting copper targets. Not surprisingly, most of these copper targets are right by casino porphyries, as you may or may not know, happen in clusters. So our properties are in the shadows of one of Canada's largest undeveloped porphyries. So we have signatures that look like that from surface geochemically. We've advanced them with geophysical work. Again, anomalies are checking out. They're ready to drill. A couple other check boxes that we look for is validation. Technical validation. And I think we have some of the best technical validation you can ask for. We've been able to attract some of the best mining companies in the world as shareholders already. Agnico Eagle is our largest shareholder. They are the largest gold mining company in the world. They are there for a reason. I think they see this area as, you know, incredibly prolific from a gold production profile. And that's why they backed us to essentially neither Yukon exploration arm in this area. Going back to the copper. We really like what we've seen, but we don't want to confuse the story. I think a story should be simple. It should be, you know, people should be able to understand what it is. White gold, this is the story. It has advanced assets. It's one of the largest, highest grade assets in Canada. We have an incredibly large portfolio of grassroots targets, which we developed based on what's led to the success we've had. Boom, that's it. That's what people should be viewing in that view. So what we're doing with these copper assets and other critical minerals, tellurium, tungsten, a bunch of other things, we're actually going to spin those out in the near term. So shareholders of White Gold will effectively end up with shares of White Gold and Nuco to be named, you know, Yukon Copper and whatever it might be. So we're really at a point where we've done the work, we've demonstrated the value, we've demonstrated the protocols are successful, and now it's time to start breaking apart the assets and unlocking the value. We have one asset that's ready to go to development. In this type of environment, I think, you know, the economics will be incredibly robust. We have the grassroots portfolio and we have all the critical minerals type stuff. So a tremendous amount of value that's about to be unlocked here.
You mentioned Agnico Eagle. Is there any other big insiders, institutions, and can you tell us about the ownership of the, you know, the equity?
Sure. Vendor? Always another good question. Who owns it? Who are the partners? What's their track record? The next largest shareholder is the Power One Group. That's, you know, Pat DeCapo is the founder of Power One, you know, one of the most successful exploration investors in the country. You know, I I'm a principal here at Power One, so I'm a very significant shareholder myself. Sean Ryan, our partner, he's, you know, large shareholder next to Pat. And also we have Kinross Gold as a major shareholder and some of, you know, leading institutional funds as our other shareholder. But interestingly, you know, the story is not well known yet, and we're just in the process of starting to really tell the story. I think there's an audience now, and this is a big initiative we're like really going to get after in this year and going forward.
And in terms of corporate structure, can you tell us about your shares outstanding, fully diluted? How many warrants? Talk about.
Yeah, we have just under 200 million shares outstanding. No warrants. You know, listen, for us, our model, you know, we're principal investors. Our goal is for share price appreciation. We've been fortunate that we haven't needed to attach warrants to any financing. I believe our shareholders are good long-term shareholders, supportive people, people we've worked with in the past, people we've made money for in the past. And so we have a really good base shareholding there right now.
So we talked about jurisdiction, checking the box. You talked about access to the projects, good grade, friendly jurisdiction. You talked about the corporate structure being pretty solid. The ownership sounds pretty good. You talked about the team. Is there anything else you want to talk about the team specific to White Bull here?
Yeah, listen, I think Sean's built this incredible protocol. We have a really strong team that's helping execute it. These guys know that district better than anyone. They've been involved with all the major discoveries. And the other box we wanted to check is success. We've had the success. The best, once you see the gold there, the best place to find more gold is near an existing deposit. As we've been building out our flagship deposit and demonstrating the ability for it to grow, we've been making new discoveries of ore bodies in a close proximity, as opposed to just sort of delineating our flagship Golden Saddle ore body, because we figured as a junior, we're gonna get our best bang for our buck. So each time we've identified probably a dozen new targets, we've tested three or four of them. We've been successful so far in delineating new ore bodies. We show those 300,000 to 400,000 ounces. Once we get to that critical mass, we move to the next one and the next one. And the last number of years, like I mentioned, there's over 10. Some of the most recent ones I identified are actually the largest, the most intense, and look incredibly similar to where we've made our discoveries in the past. So we are very optimistic about the probability for more success there. And we're starting to see, you know, these major trends where the gold is being hosted in the structure. Just last year, I identified a new resource on our Ryan's Trend. That's less than a mile away from our flagship deposit. It's about Canadian. It's about 4 miles long, 6 kilometers, let's call it. No. Many, many targets on it. By our VG ore zone, we discovered a new target called Chris Creek. It's about 2 miles long, open in both directions on another major trend that's about 3 to 4 miles long. So this is, we've done the work, we've identified the anomalies, they're at the drill ready point, and now we're with this is the really exciting part. In this business, it's the drill phase. And we've done all the work up, we've done the homework, we've started the drilling, it's been successful, and we've beat global's odds. Like, to go and make a multi-million ounce discovery is a 1 in 10,000 odds. So we've already done that. You know, we have that in our back pocket. We think that's going to continue to grow. And we think we're going to have high probabilities of making more of those discoveries on the rest of our portfolio.
Can you just tell us about your ticker, where you're trading, and how people find you on your website or email if you want to be contacted?
Yeah, we trade on the TSX Venture in the ticker WGO. And in the US, we're under the ticker WHGOF. Check out our website, whitegoldcorp.ca. We have a ton of information, some great videos. This is, you know, the cradle of gold exploration discovery in Canada. It's an amazing place to go, to visit, to learn, you know, and you'll see a little bit more on our exploration methodologies, what we've been able to develop. It's some really exciting cutting edge stuff. And anyway, I feel like we're heading into this new era of exploration, leveraging all these different technologies, and just, you know, really, really exciting period ahead of us. These tailwinds behind us finally, you know, gold prices and everything else coming into focus globally.
It's a good time. Well, Damon, great to have you on here. Made it enough for you with White Bull. Hope to have you on again.
Yeah, I look forward to it. And we're just getting into the field now for exploration. Stay tuned.